This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters is brought to you by ADM Regenerations, rewarding farmers for conservation. In the years leading up to 2024, drought conditions led to a beef cattle herd contraction that is still in effect. Overall beef cattle numbers in the country remain historically low, and the rebuilding of the herd could be pushed into 2025 or beyond because of the current market conditions for cattle producers. We will hear more from Jacob Burks, market analyst with AgMarket.net, next.
ADM Regenerations is the industry's leading program for rewarding ag producers for conservation practices on their farms. ADM makes it easy to enroll and participate. There are no long-term commitments, and we pay generously for practices like cover crops, emission scoring, no-till, and nutrient management practices. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. To learn more about your state's incentives, visit admregenerations.com.
In the early portion of 2024, some market analysts and beef industry experts believe that the beef cattle herd could begin to rebuild in the last quarter of 2024. Jacob Burks is a market analyst with AgMarket.net, and he says the cattle producers have not begun the herd rebuilding process quite yet.
Talking to producers, you got to answer that no. We've seen the heifers going into the feedlots. The guys that have those heifers available are continuing with just getting paid. It's a long time before they get paid if they're retaining them.
He says there are indicators that will help to confirm when the cattle herd rebuilding phase is in effect.
A couple of the indicators that you kind of see or watch for is some of the what they're doing with hay. And what they're doing with feed in some of those out west hay opportunities, there's not as much available. We know we've had a good hay season. We've got pastures that are good, but not see that hay on the market. It could be meaning that we're going to see retaining some of that feed for putting heifers back over the winter.
Burke says that producers may begin to retain heifers in 2025, but market conditions will help them make that determination.
You're looking at probably next year before you start seeing some of that heifers not hit the feed yard. And probably going to take a little bit of a down market for that to happen too, so they're not just so valuable that they want to run and put them in the feedlot. At this point right now, you have to say, no, we haven't retained it. The problem is we're down in cattle on feed, but we're also only down 1% in beef. So we're still producing the beef through imports, through the weights of the cattle.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.